It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I would say this about Dustin. He's arguably the best at everything he's done within our family, whether it's playing football at a high level, winning a national championship with No One Did, going to broadcasting. I think he's obviously set the bar, and I give him credit because he chased his dream. He was working as a sales professional for me and then left to go into broadcasting to chase his dream, and it's something my father did, my uncle did, and he's obviously set the bar there. You know, arguably he is the best salesperson in the family, although I'd like to think differently. If you've ever had Dustin try to sell you a supplement or an appliance or a speaker or a movie or a TV show or a pair of shoes, anything that Dustin thinks is the best, and he will sell you like he was making straight commission. So I give him credit. I love him. I'm proud of him. And I think he's making moves. So we'll continue to support him and obviously appreciate his contributions to the fan, as I know you all do.
Big brother chiming in. I think we finally got him once. You finally cracked a little bit there, buddy. That was very, very nice from your big brother right
there.
Very
nice of my brother to send that in. That was going to get me. But
I got to tell you, just watching
that was awesome. Thank you, Derek.
Just watching that
was
as good as that was my brother saying that. That was really, really cool. We promise mystery guests. We fulfill mystery guests here. No idea. Who could this be as we head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline? Hello, mystery guest. Please reveal yourself.
Jim Tressel.
What's up, coach?
Dustin, congratulations on 13 years.
Yeah, it's been a minute, coach. You were on the very first show. Did you know that you were on the very first show exactly 13 years ago today?
Wow. How about that? You know what? I'm not old enough for you to be on there 13 years.
Well, it's funny. You look younger now than you looked 13 years ago. So like you're like Benjamin Buttons, coach.
Yeah, right. No, I tell you. But I'll tell this to all your listeners, because I know they've had the good fortune to have your passion for the last 13 years. And I was reflecting back when getting ready to get on this call, and I thought, you know, most of all the good stuff that happened at Ohio State beginning in 2001 wouldn't have happened if Dustin Fox hadn't have had that confidence in Buckeye Nation and confidence in Coach D'Antonio and the staff. You were an unbelievable special link to that chain that was built. And I can't thank you enough. I know your listeners know that about you, you know, it was awfully special the day that you said you were going to be a Buckeye.
Well, you got me. Ooh, thanks, Coach. That means so much. It was, going to Ohio State was, you know, one of the best decisions I ever made. And, you know, honestly, Coach, you know, what I've gone through in the last year has been tough. But, like, thinking back to our days at Ohio State and going through whatever it be, training camp, the seasons, and the hard times. I just leaned on the self-discipline, the winner's manual, things that we did every single day. It's gotten me to this point. And so things that I learned when I was 18, I'm using them more now when I'm 41 because of the time we had. And obviously our teammates, you guys as a staff, and and all the support we've had, it's put a lot of us in a position to have success, not just on the field, coach, but after, as we, you know, get into our careers and families and all those things.
Well, I've said often that our greatest victories at Ohio State were what you guys are doing the rest of your lives. And I know we talked often about the fact that, you know, throughout life, throughout the season, whatever, throughout your career, you have to handle the success that comes along the way, because success brings its own challenges, but you also have to handle the adversities, and that's why football is the greatest game, and having a brotherhood to support you and help you grow to understand that there's going to be days that are, you know, we're going to raise the trophy, and there's going to be days where it's harder. And awfully proud of you handling all those days well. And, you know, that's what makes you the special one.
Jim Tressel on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So if we can go all the way back, if you can share, Coach, whether it's a first memory or your first recollection of when you met Dustin, maybe a good story you had from young Dustin days back early in his Ohio State days.
Well, I can give you a little story prior to that. You know, we had just left Youngstown State to come to Ohio State and looked at the recruiting board and said, hey, there's a couple guys we have to get off to the right start. And I remember, obviously, Dustin Fox was one of them. And he was playing, I think, in the district basketball tournament or something like that against Boardman High School, which is where my daughters went to school, and my son. And my middle one, my oldest daughter, happened to be at the game when Dustin was playing against her team, Boardman, in that game, and we were already in Columbus, and I talked to her before the game. I said, hey, now look, you got to pay attention. There's this guy named Dustin Fox, and he's playing against your guys, and I know you have Terrence Dials and, you know, all those great players, but keep an eye on Dustin Fox. Well, it wasn't long into the game that my phone rang, and it was my daughter, Carly, and she said, Dad. She actually said toots, because that's what they call me. Dustin Fox just dunked on Terrence Dials. Unbelievable. This guy is an unbelievable athlete. You better get him. And I've had a lot of fun with Terrence Dials about that.
Oh, now, so have I, by the way, Coach. I have too. Yeah.
He claims it was a zone defense, and it was a back pass or something, an alley-oop dunk. I don't know, but
oh, it was. But it does, no, leave the facts out. It's not a big deal. The story's great when you just think I just jumped on over top of him. But it was a back screen alley-oop. But you know, he was on the ground, and I was in his face. Put it that way.
And he's 6'9".
Yeah, every bit of it too.
Hello, that's right. You know, but you know that was a fun affirmation. You know, when your daughter calls you and says, hey, that guy's a good one. You think, well, you know, we might have got one right there. And we did, and he came in and helped us right away. And I think the young Dustin Fox is a player. He was glued in all the time. And you know, Coach D'Antonio and Coach Tucker were intense guys, and they had high expectations for Dustin, and he didn't disappoint. We were talking the other night at an event that I remember his interception in the championship game, was a huge thing his sophomore year. Mm-hmm. And he had many, many great plays. But just his presence as a guy that just, you know, he wanted to do things right. He wanted to be very good. You know, he never thought he was doing good enough. Wasn't that you, Dustin? You always thought you could do better.
Always. I was the biggest critic. I was. Yeah. I needed to go see like a shrink because I was such in my head, you know, so many times about like, God, I'm not good enough. Mike Doss was like my therapist.
Right, right. You had high expectations, and you certainly didn't let the Buckeye Nation down. And it was just a joy to watch you those 4 years.
Coach, when I told my story on Monday that I was leaving and, you know, what's transpired in my life and all these things, how things have gotten so much better, I've received like an outpouring of folks sending me messages and emails and all these things, people going through other stuff, hard times. And, you know, I'm able to rely upon things that you said to me. If there's people out there listening right now, give them some inspiration or something to take away from this show today that may be impactful for somebody that thinks that they can't get out of the rut or they're stuck or something along those lines.
Well, you know, the thing that I know you held on tightly to and so many of us do is that we know that it's bigger than us. We know that, you know, we've got a faith that allows us to hang on tight and we know that things are going to be fine, but we have to go through them and we have to do our part. And, but you know what, we're so blessed and you've known that from day one. And, you know, although all of us, that hang closely to our faith, you know that we're fine, it still doesn't make it easy.
Mm-hmm.
You still have to, you know, go through those rough, you know, bumps in the road and the things that happen in life. And, you know, we used to always talk to our team about the fact that whether it's the course of the game or the course of your life, there's going to be times when it's going the way you'd hoped and the way you planned. And there's going to be other times when, you know what, it didn't go exactly the way I'd hoped. And, you know, for all of us, it's a great reminder that despite those ups and downs, we're going to be just fine as long as we have good people in our lives and we have something bigger than ourselves to hold on to. And if we have that, we'll be just fine.
There's no doubt it's bigger than ourselves. And that's something that I try to carry with myself. It ain't about me, you know, and that's the deal. So, Akron, Ohio State on Saturday. You pumped up?
I am. You know, it's, you know, like we used to always tell you, every day you go out there, you'll either get better or you'll get worse.
You know what's funny, Coach? 2001, your first game at Ohio State. Who was that against?
Yeah, that was against the Zips.
That's right.
Yep. I'll give you a good story about that game. You know, obviously we were a new staff and we were just trying to figure out how to get out of the locker room, you know, and what you do to start the game and all that. And the game's going back and forth and Akron had a good team. And we were down there on about the 20-yard line and we had wristbands on the quarterback's wrist. And, you know, we signaled in a wrist number for Steve Belisari to call and we broke the huddle. And we were in a totally different formation than the play we signaled in. And I was screaming, what's going on? We're in the wrong formation. You know, should we get a timeout? I'm talking to our guys on the phone, you know, and all of a sudden the ball gets snapped and Steve throws the touchdown. And he comes running off the field. I said, Steve, congratulations, great touchdown. But that wasn't the play we called. And he said, yes, it was. And he showed me the wristband. It was Thursday's wristband. He hadn't put on Saturday's wristband. And so if we were so smart as to put on Saturday's wristband, we probably wouldn't have scored. Thank goodness he had Thursday's wristband on and he was smarter than we were.
I think it's amazing that you remember that story that happened 23 years ago against Akron in your first game. That's crazy.
It was a lesson. Don't you remember all your lessons? You know,
I do. Some of them are hard to remember, but they all have an impact.
That's right. And it was a great lesson. We never made that mistake again.
Check the wristbands.
Check the wrist. Make sure you got today's wristband on. So,
Jim Tressel on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I don't want to put this towards the current coaching staff because I don't want to seem negative about that. But what's the key to beating Michigan?
You know, I think the key is, you know, as Dustin knows, we talked about all the time is, you know, it's every single play. I heard Coach K one time, Coach Krzyzewski, talk. Someone asked him, you know, what's the key to a national championship? And he said, one play. He said, but the problem is you don't know which play. So you're going to have to play every single play and not worry about what the final score is going to be, not wonder, are we going to beat them? But keep your mind focused on the task at hand and the play that we're running, the moment we're in, the situation that we are in. You know, you have to know your situation. You have to obviously be well prepared. But if you just focus on the moment, we'll be fine.
Coach, we had this is kind of crazy. We had Urban Meyer on this week, too. So two Buckeye coaches, legends, on the show this week. We're very blessed to have you guys. Urban said that he thinks this may be the most talented roster Ohio State's had ever. I'd argue that 02 is pretty good. And 14 was pretty good. But I do think this roster is excellent. Is this like, I guess I'll ask you. I mean, you're kind of a fan now, too. Is this the year we're going to get over the hump since 2014?
You know, I think I would agree with Coach Meyer that this is as talented a group as I've ever seen. I was at spring practice, and every position is just got solid starters and good backups, and they look like they have, you know, a great camaraderie about them and a tremendous work ethic. But the key will be, like anything else, you know, as the season goes along, if we're going good, we got to handle that and keep getting better. If we get a bump in the road, we got to learn from it, and we've got to get better. And what's fun is now that with the playoff scenario is, you know, we used to always talk about September is for pretenders and November is for contenders. That's even truer now, because how we are playing in November as we enter, you know, the big games at the end of the regular season and then on into the postseason, as long as we keep getting better, we're going to be just fine. But, you know, sometimes that's hard. And sometimes you start listening to everyone saying how talented you are, and if you get, you know, roll off a string of wins or whatever. And, you know, if we would happen to go out to Oregon and beat Oregon and all of a sudden we're 5-6-0 or whatever, and if we've decided that we've arrived, you know, then you're going to have a problem. And, you know, I think that will be the key. Ryan knows that. You know, in fact, I was just talking with him the other night that he is fully aware of the fact that, you know, he's got a good group, and their progression of constant improvement is going to be the key this season.
Coach, we know you're a huge Browns fan here. The Browns have not made the playoffs back-to-back years since 88-89. They were in the playoffs last year. You think they're going to go back again this year?
You know, I'm certainly not an expert, you know, on the NFL teams. I know this. If they play defense like they did this past year, I mean, they had a heck of a defense. And, you know, if they stay a little bit more injury-free, I mean, we had so many injuries last year. You know, it just, you know, losing Nick Chubb, losing Watson, you know, losing guys. I mean, it just, that was one of those years, and those happen. And you have to overcome that, and that's why that depth and so forth is important. But if we play defense and stay healthy, I think the answer is yes.
Coach, we appreciate you coming on. I appreciate everything that you've always done for me. You know that, and we've talked so many times offline too. But how about, I mean, 13 years ago, you came on the show, you came on 13 years later as I exit, and I can't thank you enough for everything, Coach.
Well, I'll be back on in 2037 then, I guess.
Hey,
by the way, we're neighbors now, so can we get out and hit the links or what?
Well, I just want to compete.
Your wife will kick our ass.
Oh, I know she will. She's sitting right here. She would love to take your lunch money, but
well, we're going to get her out to Fairlawn one of these days.
All right, cool,
Coach. All right, that was awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, man. So proud of you. God bless you.
God bless you.
Jim Tressel there on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Let's have Tress on. Got another special guest coming up.
You guys are working so hard. Is the
I'm doing
trying
nothing.
So hard to make me just lose it.
No, I'm so Keith has booked all these great guests and surprises, and we got the rejoins at the top of the hours where you're hearing personalized messages from people that you love and that love you, and I'm just sitting here giving the salt and vinnies. That's all I'm doing. I'm giving
you're doing a great job keeping this thing on the rails.
I don't know that, but I am just. You know what I'm doing? I'm taking it one segment at a time.
You know what you're doing, Nick? You're doing just good enough.
All right, here's the thing. Last segment, the start of last segment, was tough for like three reasons.
You guys played a clip from my brother,
yep,
who I really haven't talked to at all this week.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a busy guy. Like, I probably assumed he didn't even know.
So we go the Jim Donovan news, where Jim Donovan has announced he's called his last game as the voice of the Cleveland Browns because his cancer's returned. The first thing I saw when I hopped off was somebody had reposted the Run, William, Run call which is like my favorite call in history. I'm not alone in that, by the way. I take no ownership of it. Into your brother's voicemail. Into, I knew it was Tressel, but dude, I could not say Jim Tressel. I had to call him the mystery guest because you were already tearing up. And I was like, nope. And like, if he, like, my job is to not break down or to break down as little as possible. And the last 5 minutes has hit me a little too much in the feels.
Yeah, that was a lot, man. That was a lot.
But wait, but there's more.
But there's more. No, Keith, I knew Keith was going to like mess with me today in a positive way.
You know what? This reminds me, guys. Ohio State season's coming up. Make sure to follow Sons of the Shoe.
You made me read that promo?
The preeminent Ohio State podcast in Cleveland with myself and Spencer German. Jim Tressel would want you to do this. Dustin Fox would want, the Fox family in general would want you to go ahead and follow Sons of the Shoe. Subscribe now on the Odyssey app, 923thefan.com, or wherever you get your podcast to hear fresh episodes each week of the college football season. I mean, it's the least you guys could.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Do for Dustin.
Guys are such a-holes.
Wait, what? No, I'm trying to honor you by hosting.
I don't need to be honored, by the way.
I mean,
I'll take it.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. You know, it doesn't have to be parade today. Doesn't have to be. Meanwhile, Dustin's calling out the marching band.
I'm dotting the I, baby.
Oh my gosh. So, what do you want to talk about? Thoughts?
7 a.m.
Nope. You can't Dustin to a Dustin. I'm Dustining you now for the third time in 2 years. So now you can't Dustin to a Dustin. You can't. The double.
We
Dustin
only got about a minute and a half. I was going to say something nice, though.
What's that?
No, I'll save it.
You going to say something mean instead?
No, I'm just not going to say anything at all because I'm going to save it.
All right. All right. By the way, Kevin on Twitter saying best of luck to you. They're Dusty. Of course, social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers. There is not a moment where I listen to Jim Tressel and wish I could have played football for that guy.
That's, you know, hearing him talk, it just makes me feel so grateful and, I don't know, man, blessed is probably a good word for it. Because that dude like changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
And not just my life, but like so many players at Youngstown State, you know, throughout the years at Ohio State. It's Akron when he was there, Youngstown State back as a pro, like so many things. That guy's just, I just wish that one day I can have 10% of the character that guy has, man.
I will say, I think there's a lot of people who try to portray wholesomeness, but very few people
He's
who embody it.
Real as it gets.
And that is Jim Tressel. So Jim Tressel, our first mystery guest of the show so far, which means we should probably go ahead and have another one. I'm not telling you who it is. Had Tress on, got another special guest coming up.
You guys are working so hard. Is the
I'm trying
so hard to make me just lose it.
No, I'm so Keith has booked all these great guests and surprises, and we got the rejoins at the top of the hours where you're hearing personalized messages from people that you love and that love you, and I'm just sitting here giving the salt and vinnies. That's all I'm doing. I'm giving
you're,
you the
You're doing a great job keeping this thing on the rails.
I don't know that, but I am just You know what I'm doing? I'm taking it one
you're,
segment
You know what
at a
you're
time.
Doing, Nick? You're doing just good enough.
All right, here's the thing. Last segment, the start of last segment, was tough for like three reasons.
You guys played a clip from my brother,
yep.
who I really haven't talked to at all this week.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of, he's a busy guy. Like, I probably assumed he didn't even know.
So we go the Jim Donovan news, where Jim Donovan has announced he's called his last game as the voice of the Cleveland Browns because his cancer's returned. The first thing I saw when I hopped off was somebody had reposted the Run William Run call, which is like my favorite call in history. I'm not alone in that, by the way. I take no ownership of it. Into your brother's voicemail. Into, I knew it was Tressel. But dude, I could not say Jim Tressel. I had to call him the mystery guest because you were already tearing up. And I was like, nope. And like, if he... Like, my job is to not break down or to break down as little as possible, and the last 5 minutes has hit me a little too much in the feels.
Yeah, that was a lot, man. That was a lot.
But wait, there's more!
But there's more. No, Keith, I knew Keith was going to, like, mess with me today in a positive way.
You know what? This reminds me, guys. Ohio State season's coming up. Make sure to follow Sons of the Shoe.
You made me to read that promo?
The preeminent Ohio State podcast in Cleveland with myself and Spencer German. Jim Tressel would want you to do this. Dustin Fox would want... The Fox family in general would want you to go ahead and follow Sons of the Shoe. Subscribe now on the Odyssey app, 92.3thefan.com, or wherever you get your podcast to hear fresh episodes each week of the college football season. I mean, it's the least you guys could do for Dustin.
Guys are such a-holes.
Wait, what? No, I'm trying to honor you by hosting.
I don't need to be honored, by the way.
I mean...
I'll take it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You know, it doesn't have to be a parade today. It doesn't have to be, meanwhile, Dustin's calling out the marching band.
I'm dotting the I, baby.
Oh, my gosh. So, what do you want to talk about? Thoughts?
7 a.m.?
Nope. You can't Dustin to a Dustin. I'm Dustining you now for the third time in 2 years. So now you can't Dustin to a Dustin. You can't. The double
we
Dustin
only got about a minute and a half. I was going to say something nice, though.
What's that?
No, I'll save it.
You mean to say something mean instead?
No, I'm just not going to say anything at all because I'm going to save it.
All right. All right. By the way, Kevin on Twitter saying best of luck to you. They're Dusty. Of course, social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers. There is not a moment where I listen to Jim Tressel and wish I could have played football for that guy.
That's, you know, hearing him talk, it just makes me feel so grateful and, I don't know, man, blessed is probably a good word for it. Because that dude, like, changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
And not just my life, but, like, so many players at Youngstown State, you know, throughout the years at Ohio State. Akron, when he was there, Youngstown State, back as a pro. Like, so many things. That guy's just... I just wish that one day I can have 10% of the character that guy has, man.
I will say, I think there's a lot of people who try to portray wholesomeness, but very few people who embody it.
Real as it gets.
And that is Jim Tressel. So, Jim Tressel, our first mystery guest of the show so far, which means we should probably go ahead and have another one. I'm not telling you who it is. We have yet another mystery guest on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I'm torn between asking you if you want to guess, but then I don't really want, like,
no, I don't want to, like, guess the wrong person or make this guest feel uncomfortable, like they're not good enough.
Which
I'm assuming they're definitely good enough.
I'm going to go ahead and say they're more than good enough.
Just good enough?
Mystery guest, please reveal yourself.
Dustin, it's Coach D'Antonio.
Oh, come on, Coach.
How you doing, my man?
I'm doing amazing, Coach.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. We haven't talked in a minute, Coach.
No, we had. It's been a little bit of time, about a year probably.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, we texted over the last little bit, but good to hear your voice. How are things? What's going on?
Good. Just getting ready for a football game tomorrow. I'll just be attending, though. So, you know, Michigan State opens tomorrow night, so I'm going to go over for that. But things are going well. Got my two grandchildren here, and proud of you, and just wanted to give a call in today. I was asked, and absolutely wanted to just touch base with you on your last day.
Well, I appreciate that. We just had Coach Tress on, and he had some good memories. And I always tell the story, Coach. I don't know if you remember this, but in fact, I said this the other day. I told this story to a group of folks. When you were at Michigan State, you recruited me from Glen Oak, and I told you that I was going to go to Ohio State, and you totally respected that, and you're like, I'm like, Coach, you don't have to like worry about recruiting me anymore. You can just, you know, take me off the list, basically. And I remember, I had no idea. This is like pre-social media, clearly, so nobody knew people leaving jobs, going other places, so I had no clue that you weren't at Michigan State anymore. So I get a phone call from you. Caller ID comes up, says Mark D'Antonio, and I answer him. I was surprised. I'm like, Coach. And you're like, hey, Dustin. And I'm like, Coach, I thought I told you I wasn't going to Michigan State. And you're like, oh, no, Dustin, I'm at Ohio State now. And I was like so happy about that phone call because I loved you early on, you know, and would obviously wanted to play for you. And it worked out. So that was one of the coolest phone calls I remember is you calling me to tell me you were at Ohio State.
Well, I remember I took the job on a Thursday night, and I met Tress at the Akron-Canton Airport. He said, "Where are we going?" I said, "The first person we have to see is a guy by the name of Dustin Fox." And so we came to your house. I think that Sunday night.
You did.
That Sunday night. So I had just taken the job. He had just taken the job, and I believe you were the first person that we went to see. And then you were wavering between Penn State and Ohio State, and we got you and Derek down, and convinced you otherwise.
Well, once you guys convinced Derek, I mean, that was like a no-brainer. Not that he was anti-Ohio State. I think he loved everything about Ohio State, but it worked out. I mean, it was such an amazing run, Coach. And
oh yeah,
you know,
number two played right off the bat.
Yeah. I never thought I was good enough to play right off the bat. I got there, I was like, holy cow, and you guys had me playing nickel against Northwestern. And I'm like, what the hell? This game is ridiculously fast. But we held up a little bit.
Yeah, great times, man. And then in the championship season, you know, when I was the coordinator, I just remember certain facts. There was, you know, you watch a lot of football games now and you see balls going over people's heads.
Yeah.
There was not one football that went over our head and was caught on either side that entire season.
Well, you know why, Coach?
You know why?
Because in the back of my head at all times, I heard Coach Tuck saying, deep is the deepest, wide is the widest.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, plus we had some guys up front, too.
Oh, they helped. I mean, just a little bit. You know, just a little bit. Yeah. Those guys were ridiculous, man. Are you still at the lake house up there, Coach?
Yeah, still at the lake house. Live up here and then go down to Florida in the winter.
Just living life.
Yeah, just living that retired life a little bit.
Man.
Things are going good.
I
also remember meeting your grandma and your whole family and everything. And the I'll call it salve or ointment that you had that you would put on whenever you're...
The miracle salve.
The miracle stuff. I don't know where you got it. But fast forward, I'm the head coach at Michigan State now. Fast forward 5 years, and I got some of this ointment from you. And one of my players, Otis Wiley, says, "Man, he had some hamstring pulls or something." I said, "Try this stuff." He put that on. He swears by it, Dustin.
That's it. Smelled terrible. It smelled terrible.
Racehorses or something.
Oh yeah, I'm surprised you remember that. That's a funny story. Yeah, Grandma always pushed the ointment on everybody. You gotta try this ointment. It worked.
Absolutely.
At least it worked in my mind. I don't know. That's half the battle.
So what's your plans?
I'm still going to be at ESPN doing college games. In fact, this weekend I'm going to see your boy Narduzzi. I've got Pitt this weekend and a full slate of games this season. I'm just, you know, as you know, we get older and our kids get older. And my kids, my daughter, how about this? My daughter's a freshman now in high school at Glen Oak. And she's playing tennis and track and all these things. And I'm just, you know, my time slot here, although it's been great to be in drive time, it's not really feasible for making after school activities. And so this is kind of a long time coming that I want to be there a little bit more. So I'm still going to be working in the business, just not this time slot on this show. So it's sort of sad I'm leaving. Not sort of. It's very sad that I'm leaving, but I'm excited for the next chapter.
Well, I'm excited for you. And, you know, I'm sure I'll see you around at some point.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm still waiting to get up to the lake house. Maybe this summer.
I got to do a call, brother.
Sounds good.
All you gotta do is give a call.
Love you, Coach. Appreciate you making the time and give my best to the fam.
I will. Congratulations again.
Thanks, Coach.
Coach Mark D'Antonio on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep.
I thought I was just having a phone call, like not even on the radio.
I took a step back. It was just a couple bros broing out.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.